The Babbling Banshee is a small play. It's a mini salute to stories and storytellers by our guest, Russell McGee. We're also joined by one of the actors in the show, Roy Sillings. Russell, The Babbling Banshee is the inaugural production for your own Starry Night Productions. You're going out on your own.
Correct.
So you're now doing it here. You're, as usual, presenting it in a variety of venues. So sometimes it's the Cinemat. Sometimes it's actually part of dinner theater at Rachel's Cafe on 3rd Street. And we'll run down the locations and times in just a minute. Tell us a little bit about this story. It's a tribute, really, to storytellers and your own feeling that that we're a storytelling people and we need to salute that.
Well, it came out of a few different things. Just I'm very big as far as language and the sound of the word and everything, and I really appreciate that in Shakespeare's writing and even in Edward Albee. And it's something that I felt has not been lost, but hasn't been given its due as it was in the past. And we are losing that as an audience. And I was just trying to do something that would try and get people to be aware of how some of these stories are even being completely lost because the storytellers don't have anybody to pass on that, you know, volume of work that they've accumulated throughout their lifespan. And as a result, we are losing part of our heritage.
You think that this is part of the battle against the CD player in the back seat during the family car trips?
Well, it's certainly a lot easier. Yes, definitely.
Tell us a little bit about the story itself in The Babbling Banshee.
Okay, you have a father and son relationship. The father is actually the owner of this Irish pub in Cork, Ireland, and his son took over the bar from him kind of not by choice. And you see their relationship develop through the stories as far as how things have happened and how their relationship has fallen apart.
We're talking with Russell McGee, who's the author of The Babbling Banshee, and the producer, director, and the founder of Starry Night Productions. Actor Roy Sillings plays one of the two characters in The Babbling Banshee. He's no stranger to work with Russell McGee. He played Dracula in a production that they did. Roy, thanks very much for coming in. Your character, you're the father in this, a person who has some stories, treasures them, and wants to be able to pass them on, and yet is running into some resistance.
Yes, I suppose you'd say that, right? The actor that plays my son's named Ryan, and he's playing Brian, and I'm playing Ryan, and my name's Roy. That kind of stuff like that. You got a flask on you? I haven't had my breakfast yet. This a little place you got in here. I thought you'd be in a big salon or something. You can't swing a cat in here. If that's your idea of a good time, you devil.
Actor Roy Sillings plays one of the two characters in The Babbling Banshee. Performances of The Babbling Banshee are Wednesday and Friday, the 26th, 29th, 2nd, and 4th at the Cinemat at 123 South Walnut, showtime at 7. You can also find the stories and dinner at Rachel's Cafe, 300 East 3rd Street on Thursdays and Saturdays, the 27th, 29th, 3rd, and 5th. Dinner at 6:30, theater at 7. More information at WFIU.org. I'm George Walker.